Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Our next segment, we are going to talk about the Chicago Film Archives, which is hosting an exchange of Chicago and Italian filmmakers July 17th at Pritzker Pavilion. Is that right, Nancy? We got that right. And we've got a lot of folks in the studio. So, Michelle, thanks. Pronounce your last name.
It's pronounced Pitts.
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 And
yes.
You're the CFA curator of programs.
Yes.
And tell me the guests you brought in here, especially I'd like to maybe start with your counterpart in Italy, and then we can talk about the program. So who all do we have here tonight?
Well, we're really happy to have in Chicago Carrie Ann Fiorini, who's my co-curator on this project. And Carrie Ann and I have been working together for the last 2 years to bring together filmmakers and musicians based both in Italy and in Chicago. And also from Italy, we have Patrizia Oliva, who's one of the musicians who created a new score for a piece.
Hi.
It's a part of the project. And Stefano De Santis. Stefano Okuma.
Ciao.
And you're a musician as well.
Steph. Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've got a lot of questions. How and why did this start? And you can both talk about how you exchanged ideas and put in the programs.
The Media Mixer began as a Chicago Film Archives project 6 years ago, and it was a way for us to open up our archive. So we're a regional film archive. We collect films that represent Chicago in the Midwest, and films that tend to be depictions of everyday life. So be it home movies or amateur films, or films that just represent this part of the country. It could be documentaries or narrative films. And we wanted to figure out a way to make the archives more accessible to broader public and also to bring artists in. So we decided to create this project where filmmakers would be able to access this archival film material and really rethink it and recontextualize it and give it new life through a new kind of like approach and edit, and bring it new perspective. And in doing so, we thought it would be a really great idea to partner those filmmakers with musicians. So it would truly be like an artistic collaboration and meeting of minds. And one of our maybe like prankster approaches to that was to like blind date pair musicians and filmmakers. So we've done this locally with Chicago-based filmmakers and musicians. And then I think about 2 years ago, Nancy Watrous, who's CFA's executive director, applied for funding from the MacArthur Foundation for an international connections program so that we could work with another country, another archive. And Carrie Ann and Nancy had met a while back and began talking about the project at that time.
So Carrie Ann.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine, thanks. And yes, when Nancy Watrous proposed me to collaborate to this project, it was really a great opportunity for me to work for the first time on an international level. I'm a film archivist mainly, but I'm also a film curator. And so when she told me about this project to work with artists, video artists and audio artists to give a new life to archival material, it was a really a great thing. And so I started to think about who I could have involved in this project. And then I started to look for musicians and filmmakers, and at the end I think that I've put together a very incredible and unique group of Italian artists. Two of them are here with us tonight, and they are Patrizia Oliva and Stefano Urcuma De Santis, that have worked together with the two American filmmakers working on the Italian footage of a little home movie archived in Italy. And then I have involved also the two filmmakers that unfortunately are not here in Chicago in these days, Giuseppe Boccassini and Federico Francioni and Yan Sheng, who have worked with two American musicians, and they have worked with the archival footage of the Chicago Film Archives, and all of them didn't meet each other before.
They didn't,
but, but it was a kind of perfect, there was a kind of perfect harmony between all of them, and the result, it's really on a high level result. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try to take this step by step, but where are you from? What part of it?
I'm from Rome, but I live between Bologna and Milano, and the archive that I have involved is based in Bergamo, that it's a city near Milano.
I've been to Naples.
Yeah.
I had pizza there, that famous pizza place.
Yeah,
that was nice. One question, you talk about everyday life, and I know that's what the organization does here in Chicago. Can you, and we can maybe bring the musicians in on this a little bit too, but how does, what are the differences and what are the similarities you see in everyday life in the footage you see here in the Midwest and the footage in Italy?
Yeah, I talk mainly about the because the filmmakers, the American filmmakers that have worked with the Italian footage, they because the Italian archive that I've involved is focalized on home movies, so just films shot by non-professional people, so they had the chance to work only with that material. Instead, the Italian filmmakers have worked with the archival footage of the Chicago Film Archives, that it's consists of different kind of material, not only home movies, but also experimental films, documentary films. So I can say what I've seen in the home movie world. There are, of course, some difference, but it's true also that in this kind of films, is the family, is especially the family ritual that are depicted in the movie. So you can feel sometimes the same kind of ritual. So the holidays outside of the country, or the parties of the birthday parties of the children, or more religious ceremony, the wedding, or other kind, and you can feel something similar between all this footage, also if they came from different countries. So
for the musicians, thank you for joining us.
Thank
how you guys
too.
Doing you like the Allstate Skyline studio here?
It's
nice
amazing.
nice view of the city.
It's unusual for me that I'm coming from a very small town in the southeast of Italy.
What town is that?
It's so small. It's near to most near to Greece than to Milan, or so it's very small.
And Patrick, where are you from?
I'm actually live in Pordenone, which is like 1 hour from Venice. It's a city, so it's a lot of culture there. It's pretty nice. I mean, we have Dolomite behind the mountains, and we have an American base very close.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah?
Yes.
So talk about, I saw a little bit of the trailers, I saw a little bit of the films. Talk about, one thing I got was, talk about your music almost taking on the role of another character and stuff. Talk about how you applied the music into the footage.
Well, for me, it was like the first adventure, because I never did music for movies, so for me it was, very new. And I'm an improviser, so I said, okay, why not? So I start last year, actually. I make loop music, so it comes very easily to me, and then I work very day by day and feel what Laurie Felker, the filmmaker, did. And it was very deep for me, because the footage are very strong in some point. And
you're into electronics. You do a lot of electronics.
Yeah,
stuff,
I do electronics with vocals. Yes, yeah. I use the voice and I make the music with that. Yeah, yeah.
Same question for you, Stefan.
Yeah, I want to say that. Maybe speaking shortly, I want to speak about the term archive. Is this word is like a tombstone for most people, because something that is buried instead is a living material. And so with Domietta, we choose the theme, the mountains. In fact, in the short movie, you can see a family during holidays on the mountains. But also, when I played and start to think about the score of for Domietta's short movie, I decided to use the frames of the of this film. So I decided to choose the dot, the dash, the space of the frames and of the split screen like a score. So for me, this term archive is a new life, is a living material. This is the why we decide with Domietta to choose parallax dash, because is involved also other meanings, like a paradox, like a paradox of viewing. The split screen, for example, gave us the possibility to have a different time to see with the different eyes. And I'm working with this kind of light living material.
So, Michelle, so how will this play out on the 17th? Talk about the program and what people see, these four films, mm-hmm. short films. Mm-hmm. So talk about that.
So we're really lucky as a film archive based in Chicago to be partnering with DCASE, the City of Chicago, as a part of their 2018 summer film series. So on Tuesday at 6:30, the program will begin in the Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park. And this summer's theme for all of the films that are happening outdoors is local Chicago-based film festivals and film organizations. So the program begins at 6:30 and the four films will screen. So there are two films by Chicago-based filmmakers, Domietta Torlasco and Lori Felker, and then two films by Giuseppe Boccassini, and then a pairing, Federico Franchioni and Yang Chen. And those will all be performed with the scores that were composed for them live. So all of the musicians...
They will be performed live.
They yeah. will be performed live. And so the Chicago musicians are Alex Inglesian and Tamika Reed, who will be performing with Giuseppe and Federico and Yan's films. And then Stefano and Patrizia will be performing with the films that they scored for Domietta and Lori.
You know, we were talking about memory. I know you're Oliver Sacks fan, as far as memory and music. And talk about his influence on you, and then I have another question to follow that up. But what is his influence on your work?
Well, actually, my last album was dedicated to him.
Yeah,
I was very impressed about the story of him that he described, and the sweetness that you have, this man, and the honesty on talk and on write. And yeah, I mean, he's a very big mind. I cannot really talk about that, but I was very impressed about a story about the book when he lost he was very close to lost the legs, and he was very strong man. Very, very strong man.
I mean, the power of music is just overwhelming. We've talked about that on the show. I mean, you know the stories with dementia and how music can still register with people like that. I went through that with my mom. I just saw the Springsteen thing in New York a couple weeks ago, and he talks about his mom is in the seventh year of Alzheimer's. He talks about this during the show, but she still dances. You know, she still likes to dance. And then at the end of the show, he does Dancing in the Dark, which takes on a whole new meaning. But the power of music and all these things you guys do is just yeah. overwhelming, you know?
Yeah.
I want to talk about memory. What's it like? The United States is still a pretty young country, and so you have maybe more memories, more history to draw on. So can you talk about that and just the work you do in general?
Yeah, but sometimes it's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
So.
What do you,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, hold that thought. I want to get back to that. We got to take a break, and we're going to talk more about this program at Pittsburgh Pavilion on July 17th. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. And that's a little bit of a segment from Patricia.
Yeah, right.
Olivia.
Oliva.
I want to say Olivier,
Oliva.
But Oliva. Yeah. So that you applied to. Tell us the little film. It's a 12-minute film that will be shown on the 17th. Talk about that.
Yeah, so Memoria Data was Memoria Data because, we talked before about memory and said that we have a lot of memory that we have to remember and... Sometimes I think there is just people that don't know, and maybe also they don't want to know.
Yeah.
And this is not good.
Yeah.
We should not everybody, but we should know what's going on, what happened in the past, because if you know the past, you know the future.
Yeah. So what happens? Let's give a little teaser on the film. You work with Lori Felker on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We start last year, and we work just by email and stuff. Even we didn't know each other, and we just experiment and talk by writing. And she worked with image from the 60s, and in a way, there were a picture of something that I know, that I really know from my childhood. So it was, for me, it was very emotionally very strong. Because it was some part of the shots I know because I saw it, so that was very strong. But then maybe now I go out of the text. But the nice things happen when the film was screened in Bergamo was that at the end a woman comes to me, and she said thanks because I saw my mom, and I saw myself, and I saw my brother. He died when he was 14. So that was a very impressive memory. And that was, for me, the meanings, actually.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Can you guys, Carrie Ann and Michelle, can you talk a little about the process of how the collaborations were done? I'm thinking, maybe this couldn't have been done without the internet and all this stuff 50 years ago. So how did everybody work together?
I mean... It really was a project in which we just kind of presented people with one another.
Uh-huh.
So in terms of the exchange of archival material, we worked with the filmmakers. And from my perspective, we have from Chicago Film Archives, we have as Karen was saying, a really large collection of films that, cross genres. So we asked the Italian filmmakers what kinds of materials they were interested in. So if there's a topic they were interested in or a decade or a kind of theme, and then we would pull files for them and send them files. And
was there a consistent, was there a popular answer?
No,
it's
all over
the place.
All over the place. And you really see that in the films, too.
Yeah.
And then, as Karen was explaining, the Italian archive is focused more on home movies. And you really also see that in the films that Domietta and Lori made. And, when Patrizia was talking about this family that saw themselves in the home movies, they're really focused on people and people's experiences. And so those edits really kind of came together out of the footage. And the footage speaking to the filmmakers very differently. But as curators, we didn't prescribe anything in terms of rules or ask the filmmakers and the artists to work together in any particular way. We let them work it out. So that meant that sometimes people would collaborate from the beginning, and other times the filmmakers would complete a rough cut and then send it to the musician to be scored. So we really just kind of left it up to them.
for the our Italian guests, what did you learn? What was surprising to you in this process? What was something you learned that you didn't know before?
I wanted to say that when we started to work together, there was a kind of incredible aura between all these artists that were put together in a kind of not real. Me and Michelle, we have involved different artists, but we didn't know if they could fit together. And when they started to work together, it was so easy also for us to, at least for me, to select, because the American filmmakers didn't have the chance to work with all the archival footage of this little Italian archive, but I have selected a bunch of home movie collection shot between the early 20s to the 80s, and immediately Lori and Domietta, that I'm quite sure that they didn't have worked before with home movies footage, they really were amazed to start to work with this kind of private stories.
Yeah,
and
right.
So they did ask me if I could also give them informations about all these families and all these family histories that were so clearly evident in all these sequences of family footage. And then they told me also that starting to work with the Italian musician was a kind of they immediately felt that it was a kind of so easy to share their different point of view on these films, because, for example, in this case, Patrizia and Stefano started to work with Lori and Domietta at the beginning of their work.
Mm-hmm.
So the musician didn't enter into the project after the.
Okay. Yeah, we got a break. We got a break for the news. So before we split, tell us a website, how people can find out more about the whole program on the 17th, Michelle.
People can visit Chicago Film Archives website at chicagofilmarchives.org. And the premiere of this project will be at Millennium Park at the Pritzker Pavilion.
I stumbled over that myself.
At 6:30 p.m. on the 17th, Tuesday, outside.
Rain or shine.
Shine.
Right. Have you guys been to La Scarola yet? It's an Italian restaurant. It's my favorite. Yes. They've been on the show. They're not a sponsor, but I love them. Anyway, thanks so much. Have fun in Chicago.
Come
good luck.
To Italy.
Okay.
Soon.
All right, we'll be back after this with David Jennings.